Part 1. A better way to work and live. Chapter 1. The problem. Upgrading the way we work. Succeeding on our own terms. You cannot solve a problem with the same kind of thinking that created the problem in the first place. Albert Einstein. We spend 25% of our life at work, more than 90,000 hours, and yet more than 80% of people are disengaged from their work, many of them ready to walk out the front door and never come back, if they only knew a better way to earn a living and get ahead. The United Nations declared workplace stress a global epidemic, costing American businesses more than $300 billion a year. Stanford's organizational development psychologist, Jeffrey Pfeffer, takes it one step further. In his book, Dying for a Paycheck, he states that our workplaces are literally killing people. And yet, we keep doing business as usual. The way we work and pursue success isn't working anymore. The story we've been told from an early age, that we'd live a happy and fulfilled life if we just worked hard enough, strived to get ahead, completed a good education and secured a good position, is not true. It's not a coincidence that employees started quitting their jobs en masse, kicking off the Great Resignation in early 2021. Professionals have long searched for a different, a better way to work, for an alternative way to pursue success, which doesn't just fulfill our need to make money and get ahead in life, but also gives us a deeper sense of purpose, fulfillment, and well-being. But how do we get there? We read books about success, take online courses, attend yoga retreats, and if you're working in a corporation, hire top-notch trainers in an attempt to improve the emotional side of the workplace. But when we return to the office on Monday morning, not much has changed. Our calendars are still booked with meetings. We're pushing ahead, managing constant deadlines, juggling our personal life with a steadily increasing workload. While yoga retreats and e-courses can nudge us along in our personal lives, they've hardly had any positive impact on the level of stress, dissatisfaction, or lack of meaning that's pervasive in our workplaces around the globe. For the past decades, despite all the perks, beanbags and free joggers, the needle on employee happiness and global engagement has barely moved, hovering back and forth between completely unacceptable 12% engagement and still lousy 20%. The only portion of our work that has seen a steady increase is our level of stress. From 31% feeling stressed out on a daily basis in 2009 to over 40% in 2020. There's a deeper issue at play. The widespread yearning for a better way to work and live isn't a personal issue. It's not even a workplace issue. There's a hidden mechanism that's at the root of all our struggle and suffering, our existing model of success. This is the model that most of us have learned to become successful in our personal lives and in organizations of all sizes. The surprising truth is that our existing model of success is not designed to make us happy. It's actually the reason for our frustration and suffering. There's a fundamental flaw in the way we conduct business and pursue success that is responsible for all the struggle and all the suffering in our life. It's responsible for our personal longing for fulfillment and purpose, for the low engagement in our workplaces, and even the conflicts we see when we turn on the daily news.